那我的重点放在这个地方，不是说我们应该怎么样子活。
So what I'm the reason the f what I emphasize is not how we live.
我在这地方重点是放在我们是一群什么样的人，我们在这世上活。
So I want to emphasize what kind of people we are who live in this world.
刚刚林华弟兄在领会的时候，在这祷告当中呢，就常常提醒，就提到了呢，我们这些重生得救的人呢，在基督耶稣里面都是新造的人。
So, Elder Ning Hua setting his prayer that the for all of us who has been saved are the people who are new creations.
那我们这群人事实上都是在基督耶稣里面的人。
So we are all living Christ.
我们已经信了基督的人。
We have already believed in Jesus Christ.
我经常说了一句话，我就说是酒徒呢，是因为他的酒性呢，别人称他为酒徒。
A drunkard?
Yes.
Okay. A person who loves the wine is because people believe in him because he loves the wine.
他的属性是有酒性的。
So his personality reflects the wine he drinks.
因为他的行为各方面都反映出来，他是一个酗酒的人。
Because his manner and his personality reflects his a man of drunkenness.
所以我们叫他酒徒。
Therefore, we call him a drunkard.
我们经常也说了，说是呢，一个赌徒的话呢，是因为他有赌性的。
And also, a gambler has the personality of a gambler.
因为他是呢，好赌的，什么东西呢，都是赌。
Because he loves gambling so much that he gambles on everything.
所以当我们说什么图的时候呢，前面什么的话呢，是个形容这个人的一个行为的各样的方式，反映出那样的人。
When we associate a person with a certain behavior and name him that way, it's because his personality, his manners are associated with that particular behavior.
那我们这群人呢，称我们自己呢为基督徒。
Now we call ourselves Christians.
如果我们称我们自己是基督徒的话呢？
If we call ourselves Christians,
那是一个我们在行事为人的时候呢，可以要反映出我们的基督的属性。
That's because when we interact with people, we reflect a personality that belongs to Jesus Christ.
如果你要用英文来讲是 Christian 的时候，因为讲惯了以后，我们不明白 Christian 是什么意思。
Now, we often use the English term Christian, but we don't understand what that means.
一个 T 后面有个 I-N.
So there's an I-N after the letter T.
在这地方讲呢，它是个 Christ man.
It means, is it really Christ man? That's the meaning.
所以如果是一个 Christ man 的话，
So if the person is a Christ man,
是一个 Christ man 活在这世上。
It's a Christ man living on earth.
是一个基督人活在这世上。
It's a man who likes Christ living on earth.
但是这个世代的话呢，是一群不信的人。
However, the people who live on this world are a group of unbelievers.
是我们一群信耶稣基督的人，重生得救的人，活在这样一个不幸的时代里面。
So the people who are saved and become believers of Christ are living in the time of the unbelievers.
换句话说，我们这一群人是在这个世上呢，成为基督的见证者。
Or in other words, that we become the witness of Christ in this world.
这就告诉了我们的教会呢，是一群基督的见证者的话呢，在活在这世上。
Therefore, church is a group of a witness of Christ on earth.
所以今天呢，我们有一个特别的日子呢，是我们让那个安利秀海呢，在这个教会里面做一个牧养的事工。
Now, we know that today is a special day that the ordination is to make Xiuhai the shepherd of the church.
我现在要特别跟秀海中之花的说下面的话。
Now I want to say the following words to Xiuhai and Zhihua.
如果我是当场的话呢，我的眼睛就会盯着你们在说话。
So if I'm there physically, I'll be watching over you. I'm looking at you when I see those words.
我们今天这段经文呢，正在这样的一个时代里面，你们两个的被案例的在教会里面成为一个牧养的带领者。
Now you two are ordained to become the leaders of this church in this believer's time.
在圣经里面，在以弗所书第四章里面讲到的，神将牧师从教师赐在教会里面。
So in Ephesus said, God bless the churches with teachers.
那在这个地方讲到的是牧师这个字。
Now here it says the word of pastor.
这个字在圣经里面，在这一段圣经是在讲到的那牧羊的人。
Now, the pastors, the word says here, the shepherd who shepherd over the flocks.
在这里方用的字的话呢，是一种形容现在形容词的一种字。
Now, this is a word that it used to describe things.
强调的是说他这个人所做的工作，他强调的是他的所做的事情。
Now the word emphasize the task the person need to perform.
所以在这地方在圣经里面的这个牧师这个字的话呢，不是一个头衔。
Now in the Bible, the pastor is not a title.
所以在这地方我要听今天特别要强调的，今天我们案例的呢，不是给你加上了一个头衔。
Now therefore you know, but through the ordination, we're not giving you a title.
而是把这样的一个牧养的工作很慎重的交在你们的身上。
But rather we give you a very serious task of shepherding the people to you.
那就好像呢，在彼得前书，我们刚刚读到这一段圣经里面讲的，彼得前书的里面的话呢，保罗跟当时的教会的各长老呢说的一番话。
Now we know just like the words we read in the First Peter is that Peter's telling all the elders in church.
那我今天呢，也是一个呢做长老的呢，跟你们说话。
Today, I am as elder also speaking to you.
在圣经里面讲到长老的时候，我们也可以看见长老的也是做一个牧养的工作的。
Now, when we look at the works of the elders in the Bible, we understand the elders also perform the task of being a shepherd.
但是因为我们在这个世界的传统里面呢，特别把这个责任放在你的身上。让你呢更出众的呢成为一个代表。
Now we want to emphasize that we put all the task on you so that you can represent all of us on being the pastor.
所以在这一段圣经一上来第五章彼得前书第五章第一节是我做这座长老的做基督受苦的见证，同享后来所要显现之荣耀的人。
Now the first verse says, to the elders among you, I appeal as a fellow elder, a witness of Christ of sufferings, and the one who also will share in the glory to be revealed. So the person.
So 劝你们中间与我同坐长老的人。
Now appeal to the people who are also elders among you.
所以在这时候也许你可以把这个长老两个字换成牧师两个字。
Now, you can replace the word elder with the word of pastor.
所以在这里面讲到了一件事情的话呢，这个彼得说呢，做 基督受苦的见证者，他是一个这个人，他就活在这个不幸的世代里面，他是一个基督受苦的见证者。
Now it says the person, the elder, is the person of witness of Christ's suffering and the time of our belief.
在这地方，他特别强调的是说基督受苦的见证者。
So he emphasized the being a witness of Christ's sufferings.
我们常常都讲我们传福音。
We always tell people that we want to spread the gospel.
那我们传福音呢是怎么样子传的呢？就像基督耶稣传福音一样。
So how do we spread the gospels like Jesus Christ?
耶稣离开了天国，到了人间。
Now, Jesus left heaven and come to earth.
从母腹生，并且生在律法之下。
Born of the parents and born under the law.
在约翰福音第二十章里面，耶稣基督在死了以后重新显现，在对门徒显现。
Now, according to the Gospel of John, that Jesus died on the cross and resurrected and showed himself to his disciples.
他说父如何差遣我。
So how God sent me.
照样我也差遣你们。
In the same way I will send you.
今天这句话就好像耶稣今天亲自跟你秀海从枝花你们说我耶稣基督照样差派你到教会弟兄姐妹里面。
In the same way is Christ saying that he sent you and you two to the church.
换句话说，耶稣基督担当了我们的罪。
And then in other words, that Jesus Christ bore all our sins.
照样你也要帮助弟兄姐妹担当他们的罪。
In the same way that you should bear the sins of your brothers, sisters.
换句话说，你同弟兄姐妹们是一同去担当这样的。
In other words, you and the brother and sister will take the burden of sins altogether.
为什么？
Why?
是因为他们是你的邻舍。
Because they are your neighbors.
就好像耶稣基督不求自己的益处，倒要求那许多我们的喜悦，我们照样也要求我们的弟兄姐妹的喜悦。
It's like Jesus Christ not seeking his personal gains, but rather he seeks the benefit for all the believers. In the same way, we're doing the same to all our all the people around us.
我很为弟兄同姐妹非常的感谢，他们有这样的一个心智，愿意在教会里面服事。
Now I thank them on behalf of all our church members that they have the willingness to serve.
弟兄姐妹们，你们听到我说这句话，我希望你们牢记在你们的心中。
Now, brothers, sisters, now you know I'm saying those words. Please remember in your heart.
你知道。在教会里面服事是吃力不讨好的。
You know that serving in a church is not really a easy job.
你做这不是就是不是不容易，而是说吃力不讨好。
It's a job that you would it doesn't have any gains for yourself, but rather you labor very hardly.
I know it's very hard to say that.
Yeah, thank you.
可是在这个时候我们要晓得一件事情，在教会的服事的时候是得不到称赞的，因为你如果做得好，人家说你应该的。
Now you know you won't get any praises when you serve in the church, because if you do well, people say, hey, that's what you should have now.
教会也不会给你很高的薪俸的。
And the church won't give you a high salary either.
因为你要求得到薪俸高一点，他们说你贪爱世界。
So because if you ask for more, they will say, well, you love the world too much.
在教会的事情的话呢，在你要去服事的时候呢，你是不 你是呢就该坐牛做马。
So you, when you serve in the church, you deserve to work hard as a horse or oxen.
你做好的话呢，是你应该做的。
So if you do well, that's what, that's your job.
因为弟兄姐妹们，他们都常常在不自觉的时候，自己就做了老板。
Because the brothers and sisters in the church, so very often they become boss without knowing it.
所以我在讲这个话的意思，并不是责怪的意思。
So I'm not saying this to criticize everybody.
我是在说这是一个全世界的教会的现象。
I'm saying this is a phenomenon common to our churches in this world.
为是什么呢？因为基督徒活在一个不幸的世代里面。
It's because the Christians live in a time of unbelievers.
因为我们在活在里面的活活就像世界上的人一样。
Now when we live in this world, we become the likeness of the people in this world.
我们做基督徒的，换句话说，我们做基督徒的常常就活得像自然人一样。
So the our Christians very often, the believers often behave like a non-believer.
所以在这时候吃力不讨好的时候，秀海之花，你们需要知道什么事情。
Now, when you have no gains with hard labor, you have to understand.
他说这是讲到后来要显现自荣耀的。
So you to remember that the glory now will be revealed later.
不管你做什么样的事情，不要希望弟兄姐妹能够给你有什么荣耀。
So whatever you do, do not seek glory from your fellow believers in church.
那不是说你在做的时候为了要求荣耀而求荣耀。
Now, when you do things, it's not because you want to seek the glory for the sake of seeking glory.
但是我希望你能知道，在你忠心做了神要你做的事工的时候呢，你在世上的话呢，必然得到父神的称赞的。
Now, I want you to know that when you're faithfully serving God on earth, you will be glorified by God.
所以在这地方呢，彼得就劝了他这个做长老的人呢，在第二节说呢，务要牧养在你们中间神的群羊。
Now, in verse 2 of 1 Peter says, be shepherds of God's flock.
按照神的旨意呢，照管他们。
So according to God's will.
所以在这里边，他特别强调的话呢，我也希望呢提醒让你们知道的话呢，弟兄姐妹不是你们的羊。
Now here this verse reminds you that brothers and sisters are not your flocks.
你不是他们的主人。
You're not their master.
神的群羊。
It's God's flock.
所以弟兄姐妹是神的羊。
So brothers, sisters, are God's flock.
你我在被托付做牧者的时候呢，是照管神的羊群。
You and I are entrusted to shepherd God's flock.
不是属于你的。
They don't belong to you.
所以不是按照你自己的心意呢去照管这许多人。
So therefore, it's not to take care of them according to your personal will.
是按照神的旨意照管他们。
It's by God's will.
我希望弟兄姐妹，你们在平常在每一天清早起来、晚上睡觉或者中午祷告的时候，要希望你能够自己去警醒，自己在跟弟兄姐妹中间的关系的观念上面，你们要警醒。
So I want you to be alert when you get up in the morning and go to sleep at night or pray during lunchtime. Your about your relationship with your brothers sisters.
那在这里面来讲，按照神的旨意照管他们。
Now, according to God's will to take care of them.
我们常常在讲的旨意的时候呢，我们就说做什么事。
Now, when we talk about God's will, we think about what things to do.
但是其实在这个重点的话呢，旨意就是照管。
Now, the God's will is actually for you to take care.
就是怎么样子去照管的话呢，是更是重点。
Now, the emphasis here is how to take care of them.
所以他在这里面下面讲呢，是不是出于勉强，而是出于甘心。
So it's not because you are greedy, but eager to serve.
在这个地方的话呢，是一个呢对句。
Now it's a comparison here.
那在这地方的不是乃是。
Now it says not because, but because.
他说不是出于勉强，乃是出于甘心。
Not because you must, but because you are willing.
在这里面讲的呢，什么叫做勉强呢
？Now what does mean to be you must?
就是不甘心。
It's the opposite of your willing.
有的时候你在做带领的时候，你抉择的话呢，你需要呢是要原谅人家，因为人家呢对你不礼貌。
Now sometimes you know when you serve people, you have sometimes you have to forgive people because they're not polite to you.
有的时候呢是他们冤枉了你。
Sometimes they say something wrong about you.
有的时候他们好像没有那种那感激的心说你呢任劳任怨在这服侍。
So sometimes they're not grateful.
所以当在这样情形下的时候呢你心里面就有一些的话呢不能够原谅他们这样子对待你。
Sometimes deep in your heart, you cannot forgive them for doing this thing to you.
哎我应该原谅他们。
I should forgive them.
所以呢，你就原谅他们吧。
Because I should forgive them, therefore I forgive them.
但是在原谅的里面有一些不甘心。
So there in this forgiveness, there's some things that you feel you're not. There's some unwillingness there.
然后，如果你想到了这样的一个人是受苦的经历的话，受苦的见证者的话。
But you think yourself as the witness of God's sufferings.
你说我在这地方本来就做这个事情。
So there you can think that I should have done all the things.
所以在这时候的话呢，既然你是基督受苦的见证者的话呢，你就打心里面的话呢，干干心心就原谅人吧。
Therefore, being a witness of Christ's sufferings, they will be happily, willingly forgive them.
从表面上来看来好像呢去做这个事情是吃亏的。
Superficially, it seems to me that you're not having gains for doing all these things.
但是如果你能够万事你都能够原谅别人的话呢你这个人是不是一个非常喜乐的人。
Now, if you can forgive people in all things, aren't you like a person of joy?
所以在这边做任何事情的话呢，就是不是出于勉强的，而是出于甘心的。
Now everything you do is not because you must, but because you are willing.
下面呢就讲了，也不是因为贪财，乃是出于乐意。
Now also talked about not because of greedy for money, but eager to serve.
在这地方讲到的说是呢，不是乃是又来了。
Now again, there says not.Not because, then because.
你照顾群羊的话呢，不是因为贪财。
Now you serve you shepherd the flock is not because, not for greedy for money.
秀海，你在过去呢是在凯瑟尔医院做事的。
Now, Xiu Hai, you work in the Kaiser Hospital system.
你的薪水是那么高的。
So you were paid a very good salary.
你说我在中国教会去服侍做牧者的话呢，是出于贪财吗？你真是开大玩笑了。
Now I quit my job to serve in the Chinese church. No, for sure it's not for greedy of money.
我怎么会贪财
？So how can I be greedy?
他说这人不是因为贪财的，是出于乐意。
So not because greedy for money, but because eager to serve.
这又是一个对比。
Now it's a comparison here.
所以什么是贪财呢？就是不乐意。
So what is what is a greedy for money? That means unwilling to serve.
换句话说，这什么叫做呢？不乐意呢？就是说是做这个事情的话呢，不是呢，很一无所求的呢，我就是愿意就这样去做了。
So, if it, therefore, in other words, the contrary, the eager to serve means you don't think about anything else. Just go do it.
但是呢，什么叫做呢？乐意呢？
But what's eager to serve?
也就是贪财的反面。
So it's the opposite of a greedy for money.
你在服侍中间贪了什么东西？
So when you're serving church.When you're serving the church, you're greedy for anything.
如果你在教会里面你的服侍做的话呢，你是希望别人称赞你。
Maybe greedy for praises from other people.
所以你可以非常乐意的去做这许多事情。
But if it's not that, you'll be very pleased, very happy to serve, to do all those things.
要称赞你。
Not to be greedy for people for the praise.
如果你这样子去做的话呢，那你就是不乐意，你是贪别人对你的称赞，而在乐意的服侍。
So there, if you do that, if that means you're greedy for other people's praise and to serve people.
耶稣基督说，他说你不要积在财宝在地上，要积在财宝在天上。
So Jesus said, "You don't save your treasures on earth, but you save treasures in heaven."
他说你的财宝在哪里，你的心就在哪里。
Where your treasure is, where your heart will be.
如果我们在乐意的服侍，就是为了得到一些东西，那叫怎么样？贪财。
If we're waiting to serve people because we're greedy for something, we want to get something, that means we're greedy for money.
是带了目的的去服侍。
You're serving with a purpose.
比如说，秀海，你在准备讲道。
Now, for example,秀海, when you prepare for sermon,
你也讲道的时候呢，你也想要别人对你的称赞。
Now, when you prepare the sermon, you want people to praise you.
你讲到
when you preach,
你想到说是你要讲一篇的话呢，天衣无缝的一篇道。
So you want to preach a perfect sermon.
当你在这儿的时候呢，你服侍的就是不乐意的服侍。
So when you serve like this, that means you're not eager to serve.
然后在下面也不是瑕疵所托付你们乃是做群羊的榜样。
So, and then it says here, not lording it over those entrusted to you, but being examples to the flock.
又是不是乃是。
And not and be.
所以在这地方呢强调的在这地方呢从中文来讲的话呢不是瑕疵所托付你们的好像这句话讲了以后呢怪怪的说法。
Now, when we read it in Chinese, it sounds a little bit weird.
所以在这地方讲的话呢，乃是做群羊的榜样。所以什么叫做不是瑕疵所托付你的呢？
So it says to be an example of the flock. Now, what does it mean to be not lording it over those entrusted to you?
就是说呢，不做群羊的榜样。
So the lording it means not being example to the flock. Now, if you're not example, that means you're lording it.
你什么叫做 lording it?
Now, what does it mean to be lording it?
就是 you are the Lord.
That means you're the Lord.
You treat everything as you are the Lord.
Yeah. 就像你把到所有东西就是你是主人一样。
所以在这里面强调的东西是什么呢？你在服侍中间，你是个榜样，榜样是让人家自愿的跟从你。
So what is emphasized here is that you being the example so that people willingly follow you.
而不是说是呢，把人家绑了跟你一起走。
It's not to tie them up, to force them to follow you.
所以这样子的话呢，任劳任怨的呢。
Therefore, you're serving willingly, and we need to do everything to become a big example of the flock.
在这个地方呢, 好像是让我们看见的, 这是一个什么, 好像是一个, 哎, 我就这么做就行了。
Now, it says as if they're saying that, oh, just go ahead and do it.
但是事实上的话呢, 从前面讲到的, 我们做基督受苦的见证的时候呢, 就不是, 就是随便让他们去了。
No, but because earlier you mentioned we're the witness of Christ's suffering. It's not like we just go ahead and let people do it.
你如何到他那里去?
How do you get, how to go to him?
你能够理解他为什么会不跟从你?
So to understand why they're willing to follow you.
也许是他的软弱。
Maybe it's because his weakness.
也许是因为他的困难。
Maybe because of the difficulties he's in.
也许是我们自己的榜样。
Maybe it's because of our examples.
所以当我们看见弟兄姐妹怎么样子反应的时候呢, 也是像一面镜子一样的, 反映了我们。
So when we look at how the brothers and sisters behave, and then we can see them as a mirror to see how we're doing.
不仅是的, 不是单方面的问题。
It's not just a single, it's a unidirection thing.
而不是单方面的是, 就是他们不顺服, 就是他们不听。
It's not just because they're not obedient, they're not willing to listen.
这个也是反映出来我们做牧者的呢, 有没有像耶稣基督一样去到他们那里体贴他们。
So is it reflected whether being a pastor, we have be like Jesus Christ to go to them to honor to feel their weakness.
到这第四节说，到了牧长显现的时候，你们必得那永不衰残荣耀的冠冕。Now
in verse 4 says, and when the chief shepherd appears, you will receive a crown of glory that will never fade away.
因为神是公义的。
Because God is righteous.
是信实的,
faithful.
到时他会奖赏你的,
and he will reward you at the due time.
在这一段圣经里面,
now, in those verses, it seems as if he's only talked about the leaders.
在第五节里面的话呢, 他就讲到什么呢? 他说你们年幼的也要顺服年长的。
Now in verse 5 said, young man in the same way be submissive to those who are older.
不只是说呢,就是人年纪小。
Now here he used the word of young man versus older man. He's not talking about their age.
因为在教会里面的话,在当时的情形下呢,做长老的呢,大概年纪四大一点。
Because and the Peter's time, the elders are older.
所以他在这里边没有用其他的话，不是说你们会众啊，是怎么样？所以他用这么一个字的话呢，事实上讲的话是被带领的人。So
he didn't use the word of a congregation, words like that. He just when he said young people, he said the people who are led.
要去顺服的年长者。
To be submissive to those who are older.
那在这一个字来讲的话呢, 顺服这个字,
now, the word of submissive here
是在我们的教会里面呢, 经常在这个不幸的世代里面, 是在讲对错的。
It's often meant right or wrong at this time of unbelievers.
所以在这里面呢, 强调的东西呢, 它不是在说对与错。
It's not talking about a right or wrong.
这讲到你我的身份是什么?
It's talking about our status.
如果我们今天所做的事情，像我们昨天在跟这个秀海，我们几个做牧师的跟他去谈到怎么样子做牧师的一些事情，对跟他有一些商讨，然后对他的有一些呢可以说是考核。说的话呢，我们都是在组织里面一同心的按手在他身上，让他成为我们的牧者。
It's like yesterday when the pastors talked with Xiu Hai and talked about his ordination and some exams, and we put our hands on him.
当我们说我们同心的按手在他的身上的时候，
when we say we put all our hands on him with the same heart,
神也跟我们一样的按手在他的身上。
You know, God is also put his hand on him.
换句话说，在这地方呢，告诉我们的话呢，神也按立了他做我们的牧者。
So in the same way, it's telling us that God ordained him to be the shepherd.
所以换句话说呢，这是一个地位的问题，而不是说他一定做得好，做得坏。
So therefore, it's about his status.It's not about his doing the how good he's doing.
他们是要向神负责任的。
So all of them have need to be responsible to God.
在圣经里面告诉我们，在罗马书里面就讲的，说是我们常常在为可争辩的事情在这彼此论断的时候，是因为我们没有想到神也在其中。
So in the Romans, when we very often debate about the debatable things, we forget that God is in our middle.
我们常常记得，如果他错了，我还要听他的吗？
We often say that, well, if he's wrong, should we still listen to him?
那我要问一个问题是说，你是真那么有把握，你是没有，是神的旨意叫你反抗吗？
Now, the question I will ask you is, are you sure it's God's will to ask you to have you to debate this?
所以当你听到这样的时候呢，是一个很不服气的一句，让弟兄姐妹来接受的。
Now, when you hear things like that, you know that is the person's not is not obedient.
所以在下面的彼得就解释的说，这个中间的问题在哪里。
Now, the Peter explained why so.
就是你们众人也都要以谦卑束腰。
He says, all of you, clothe yourselves with humility.
所以在这地方讲到谦卑。
So you talk about it, being humble, humility.
为什么？
Why?
因为我们在教会里面。
Because we're in church.
因为我们教会是神的。
Because the church belongs to God.
And 教会是基督的身体。
Church is the body of Christ.
是有神在我们当中的。
It's with God's presence.
在我们在教会里面有争吵的时候，我们彼此呢互相的在指责的时候，就好像相咬相吞一样的。
So when we have a debate and pointing fingers at each other in the church, it's we're fighting against each other.
套用保罗说的话，你是谁竟敢论断别人的仆人？
No, in Paul's word, who are you that you can judge the servant of others?
谦卑的观念是说，轮得到我在这儿做批评吗？
Now, the idea of humility is this your right to criticize others?
在一个不幸的时代，这是一个自然的现象。
Now, this time of unbelievers is very natural to be so.
因为在一个不幸的时代，你们都是自己为王。
So because in this time of unbelievers, everybody's a king of himself.
我不知道诸位怎么想。
So I don't know what you think.
我在过去的四年里面呢，在美国待的四年里面呢，我待得非常非常的难过。
So in the past 4 years, when I was living in the U.S., I felt very unpleasant.
你打开电视，然后你听你上网看新闻。
When you turn on the TV or browse the news on the internet.
And 大家都是彼此攻击，彼此怀疑。
And it's always people attacking people.
人家做事从来不会讲事情，都是猜测对方的动机。
So it's not there. People don't talk about the things, but rather than talk the intent behind all the things.
很少去讲的鼓励的话，都是呢就攻击的话。
Never say any words of praises, but rather than words of attacks.
不仅是这样。
Not only this.
不仅是在美国。
Not only in the US.
你如果到全世界的各国去以后的话，现在的好像是不知道为什么忽然间的话呢，每一个人心里面的丑恶那种恣意都给兜起来。
So you, in many countries you travel to, you can see the ugliness and the self-justice is revealed in all the people.
没有什么事情的话呢，一个人他说我会没有意见的。
So everybody has something to say about anything.
而他的意见的话，他自自然然就觉得他的意见是对的。
And naturally, everyone believes his personal opinions is the right one.
就上次我们在一个月以前的时候，我们这里有大选。
So just like we had the election just about a month ago.
那我就知道，在世界各个教会里面，常常因为这个大选的关系的时候呢，彼此这为敌。
So we often know that even among the churches, because the election, we often become enemies of each other.
甚至有些教会里面的这许多人的话呢，他们还没有成为美国人，根本还没有选举的时候呢，他们会为这些事情呢，争得呢脸红耳赤。
Even some of the people, they don't have the right to participate in the elections because they're not citizens. They still spend a lot of time debating.
我不知道在温哥华教会里面的弟兄姐妹是不是这样。
I'm not sure how the brother sister in Vancouver church did.
我这并不是在讲说是我选择选这个选那个，我不是在讲这个，我重点是放在。人心被怎么勾起来
？So I'm not talking about who to elect, but rather I said people's heart being provoked.
因为活在肉身里面的话呢，自卑是很不容易的。
Now we know when we are living our flesh, it's very hard to be humble.
所以他说呢，你们要彼此顺服。
Therefore, it says, be humble to each other.
带领的人要想到他们是神的群羊。
Now.For the leader shepherd, you have to think it's God's flock.
被带领的人要想到是什么，是神所托付他来带领我们的。
Now, for the people be led, that to know that God entrust us to him.
我们可以在神的话语里面彼此去劝告。
So we can encourage each other, help each other in God's words.
但是不可以的，在彼此的控告式的、攻击式的呢。在讨论这些事。
But rather we should not attack or accuse each other.
为什么呢？
Why not?
因为神阻挡骄傲的人，赐恩给谦卑的人。
Because God opposes the proud, but gives grace to the humble.
所以你们要自卑伏在神大能的手下。
Therefore, humble yourself under God's mighty hand.
因为神是有大能的神
，because God's Almighty，
所有的事情是在他的掌控下的
，everything's under His control。
你要不要自己去自己的去攀高
？Do not raise yourself，
因为他到了时候的话呢，他必叫你们升高
，because he may lift you up in due time。
但是有的时候在肉身当中的话呢，是会等不及。
However, we sometimes become very impatient in our flesh body.
所以等不及的时候就会有忧虑。
So because we can't wait, therefore we will have anxieties.
也许我们的牧者的话呢，他没有那么多经验。
Maybe the pastor does not have that much of experience.
我们很希望的这个牧者呢，就好像神耶稣基督一样的，就是这样子来带我们。
So we really want the pastor be like Jesus like and to come to lead us.
所以我们对人当中就设了一些标准。
So therefore we set up a lot of standard.
带领的人也设了一些标准。
And the leader also set standard for himself.
就在这种标准下面的时候的话呢，我们能去要求别人。
Now, under the standard expectations, we ask people to follow.
但你要求别人，人家会听吗？
Now, when we demand people to do so, would they listen to you?
完全是相反的。
to the contrary.
你要求人家，人家偏不听你。
So the more you ask people to do things, the people, the harder the people would listen to you.
你要求他，他就说，你有是够什么资格来勉强我？
Yeah, if you demand him something from him, the person would say, "What make you to have the right to demand from me?"
你知道，在肉身里面的人就是要体贴肉身的一切的需求。
Now, when we in the in flesh, we feel the weakness of our flesh.
因为基本上来，我们这群人活在肉身的时候，如果我们不去思想我们自己信仰，我们就是肉身的奴仆。
So, if when we live in flesh, if we don't think about our belief, our faith, we become a servant of the flesh.
这不只是说是个佣人，这个是奴仆。
It's not just a servant; it's a slave to the flesh.
你如果直接想想看的话呢，你想什么东西，你如果就能够得到，你说爽还是不爽
？Now, if you think about it, anything you want, you should get it. So you think about it: is a pleasure or not pleasure?
越爽的不得了。
No, it's wow! It's really great pleasure.
用一个坏的字眼去形容这个是什么呢？
So if we use a bad word to describe it,
这叫放纵。
It's to indulge yourself.
你如果是说我们的是这个字是放纵，这个字是说你肉身要什么你就要什么。
Now the indulge means whatever your fleshly body wants, you get it.
当你得不到的时候呢，你就会有忧虑。
Now if you're not getting it.You have anxieties.
弟兄姐妹，你如果仔细去注意到你自己向神的祷告里面，你对这要求的东西，你是不是等不及的要让他赐福给你
？Now, brothers, sisters, we think about what you prayed for in your prayers. Is that something you cannot wait to get it?
也许是好的。
Maybe it's good.
也许呢是你自私的。
Maybe it's of selfish reasons.
但是不管你是好的、不好的，是自私的还是不自私的，你去祷告、你去要的时候呢，你就等不及的呢，就要现在就要有。
Now, whether it's bad or good, when you are, can't wait to get it.
当你没有的时候呢，你就怎么样去忧虑
？Now, when you're not getting it, you have anxiety.
当你在忧虑的时候，是什么原因？你信不过神。
When you're in anxiety, that means you don't trust God.
在信不过神，事实上的话呢，你没有活在你的信心里面。
You're not trusting God, that means you're not living your faith.
你忘掉了神是大能的。
You forgot that God is Almighty.
你怀疑神是大能的。
You doubt God is Almighty.
什么叫怀疑？
What does it mean to doubt?
就是不信
means you don't trust.
弟兄姐妹，活在这个不信的时代里面，你我信耶稣基督的，如果是凭肉身而活的话呢，就是活在一个不信的时代里面。
Now, brothers, sisters, if you live by your flesh, that means you are living in the time of unbelievers.
所以第八节说呢，勿要而谨守。
Now, therefore, in the verse 8 says, be self-controlled and alert.
然后要警醒。
Be alert.
所以这两个字，事实上的话呢，是两个不同的字。
Now, the self-controlled and alert are two different words.
警守，守什么？
Now, self-controlled, to control what?
是当你信得好的时候呢，你要小小心心保守你信得好的生命。
Now when you're walking in faith, you'll be very careful to watch out for the life of faith.
保守那许多是好的东西。
To keep all the things as a good.
警醒是什么呢
？Now alert means.
当你我活在肉身里面的时候。哧溜一下就怎么样，就出去了。
Now when we live in the body of flesh, we all of a sudden left God.
我们中文有一句话叫无名火起。
So all of a sudden you have some angers sometimes.
是什么叫无名火起?
Now the unnamed, nameless anger. So what does that mean?
好像没有什么道理,我就就发了火。
So for, it's as if for no reasons you become angry all of a sudden.
意思就是说什么呢?
So what does it mean?
就是没有保守到我好好要保守的那个生命,记录你们的生命。
That means you're not really watch out, keep your life in Christ.
一不小心就活到肉身的里面。
We're not alert. You all of a sudden you jump into the body of flesh.
凭肉身的感觉在活。
Live by the feel of the flesh.
因为你们的仇敌魔鬼如同吼叫的狮子，遍地游行，寻找可吞吃的人。
Now your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, looking for someone to devour.
他说你们要用坚固的信心抵挡他。
So, therefore, you standing resist him, standing firm in the faith.
什么人是那被容易被可吞吃的人呢？
No, who are the people who can be easily devoured?
没有保守那信心的人。
The person who's not being alert, self-control.
哎，你有没有想到，所有人间的试探都是从肉身来的
？Brother, sister, have you thought about that? All temptations in earth are coming from our flesh.
我们所强调的东西，也许我们表面上看来是神的事情，但是事实上的话呢，是我们的肉身在里面作怪。
So we look at all the things as if it's God things, but it really is sometimes the flesh that leads you to do all the things.
讲穿了以后，我们在肉身活着，就是一群怎么样活在不幸的时代里面的人。
Therefore, when we live by our flesh, it means we're living the time of unbelievers.
他说你要用坚固的信心抵挡他，谨守。
Therefore, resist him, standing firm in the faith.
不要相信你的那许多肉身带来的感觉。
Do not trust yourself in the feelings that bring to you by your flesh.
在前面彼得前书的第四章里面，彼得说过，他万物的结局尽了。
So in the chapter 4, Peter says that the end of all things is near.
他说，所以你们要谨慎自守。警醒祷告。
Therefore, be clear-minded and self-controlled, so that you can pray.
这时候讲到的是什么？当我们在一些教会里面有一些争吵也好，有一些意见不一样的时候，或者是有一些人特别强势，各式各样的事情，不管是带领的还是被带领的，当我们在这样的一个光景下面的时候，我们要警醒祷告。
So there, it's just telling us, you know, when church is in the time of quarrels, of debate, so we need to be alert, and self-control, and pray.
不要急急忙忙的去找对错，是应该怎么走。
Do not right away seek what is right or wrong, but just think about how to walk the path.
把警醒祷告，我们这样子警醒祷告，把我们自己在祷告里面导回到我们的信仰里面，成为一个名副其实的基督人。
So that therefore, when we are self-controlled and so we can pray, so that we can be back to our Christ manhood.
这不是只是温哥华教会的事情。
It's not just a matter for Chinese Church of Vancouver.
第九节的后半说，因为知道你们在世上的众弟兄也是经历这样的苦难。
Because you know that all your brothers throughout the world are undergoing the same kind of sufferings.
我像吴牧师走遍全世界，都看到这教会，林牧师在教会里面也看到很多。我相信他们都同意呢，这就是我们教会中间受魔鬼的影响所出的问题。
So I know Pastor Wu has traveled the world, and also Pastor Lin has also witnessed in the churches that we all churches are undergoing the same kind of sufferings.
但是我们的神是赐恩，是赐恩惠的神。
But God, but our God is God of all grace.
所以在第十节说，那赐诸般恩典的神，曾在基督里照料我们，得享他永远的荣耀。人你们暂时受苦难之后，必要亲自成全你们，坚固你们，赐力量给你们。
And there, and in verse 10, and the God of all grace who called you to be his eternal glory in Christ, after you have suffered a little while, will himself restore you and make you strong, firm and steadfast.
这也是我今天的话呢，用这一句话来呢，来送给秀海同志话。
I like to present those words to you, Xiuhai and Zhihua.
也用这句话送给全教会。
Also like to share to give the words to the church.
我知道在这么多年来，我们的教会的话，都是好像在挣扎当中，冷冷的各方面，大家都好像觉得教会缺欠什么。
So I know in many of these years is that church, where you know, the church, the congregation feels we're in struggle, we're short of, we're lacking something.
那我就想今天呢，借着这个机会呢，鼓励每一个弟兄姐妹都自己呢，把自己放在神的手里面。
So in this time, I want to use the words to encourage everyone, to entrust yourself into God's hands.
这教会需要你。每一个人的参与。
The church needs every individual's participation.
因为教会是基督的身体。
Because the church is the body of Christ.
基督的身体没有一个身体，没有一个器官是没有用的。
There's not every member of the body is useful.
我们需要你的参与。
We need your participation.
但是我需要你参与的是的，在基督耶稣里面。
But we want you to participate in Christ.
每当你做任何的事情
，everything you do，
任何的举动
，any behavior，
任何的言语
，any words，
问问自己，我有没有反映出我基督的属性
？Now ask yourself.Did I reflect Jesus Christ, the personality, the characteristics of Jesus Christ?
这就是如何谨守、警醒。
That means that means to be self-controlled and alert.
让神的荣耀、权柄都在我们的教会里面被彰显出来。
May God's glory and authority be revealed in our church.
Amen.
Amen.
那我们祷告。
Let's pray.
我们的父，我们的神。
A Father, a Heavenly Father, our God.
我们赞美你。
We praise you.
因为你在我们这一群软弱的人，你能够信得过我们。
Because for us,a group of with weakness, you trust us.
你在基督耶稣里面拣选了我们。
You choose us in Jesus Christ.
叫我们得到你儿子的名分。
So that we become your son.
你将你自己的圣灵赐给了我们。
You also bless us with your Holy Spirit.
使得我们有那得救的把握。
So that we have.The proof of salvation.
以至于我们活在这不幸的世代里面的时候，我们可以照着你自己的诸般的恩典，可以这样子存活。
So that we can live by all grace from you in this time of unbelievers.
我们既然是你的盐，既然是你的光。
We're the salt and light.Of you.
你说我们在温哥华的教会能够成为一盏明灯。
So that we should become the light in the church of Vancouver.
照亮弯曲黑暗的时代。
To shine upon this world, this distortion and the darkness.
当人有需要的时候，他们就来见光。
So that when people are in need, they come to seek the light.
这许多迷羊是希望你借着我们的手，可以在这样的一个温哥华附近的这样的一个区域里面，能够把这一群迷羊找回来。
So that the lost sheep that in the Vancouver area to be found.
我们特别将英文的聚会交在你手中。
We also trust the English congregation into your hand.
因为我们英文的聚会好像是说我们乏力。
It's because we feel we're tired for the English congregation.
但是我们知道你是全能的。
But we know you're almighty.
只要我们每一个人都有这样的一个心，活出那生命来。
To bless us with the heart to live our life out.
可以成为你自己美好的见证。
To become the witness of you.
当别人看见我们的好行为，就归荣耀给你自己的名。
And people will give glory to you when you see our good behavior.
我们将祷告感谢奉靠主耶稣基督名。
We pray in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.